now to tell us what it says in Thursday's papers. Here's Fiona Kelly.
Two of today's papers lead with stories about housing. The Irish Times builds its story around research from the Housing Commission, which was shared with Minister Dara O'Brien last November, which estimates that Ireland needs between 42,000 and 62,000 homes to be built every year up until 2050 to meet demand. The current target under the Housing for All strategy is for 33,000 homes to be built every year between now and 2030. For its lead story, the Irish Independent runs with a line from a report published by a construction consultancy firm that thousands of apartments outside Dublin that have secured planning permission will probably never be built because they're not financially viable. High-risk TDs may get 5k security allowance. That's the lead headline in the Irish Examiner, which reports on an Oireachtas proposal to give politicians a budget to install security systems in their homes. The move comes as a group of masked men staged an anti-immigration protest at the constituency office of Sinn Féin TD Desi Ellis on Tuesday night. The Irish Daily Mail leads with a plan to give Tusla new powers to temporarily shut down childcare providers where it's deemed that there is a significant risk to children. The closing arguments of the 10-week trial of Gerry Hutch for the murder of David Byrne in the Regency Hotel in Dublin in 2016 provides the Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun with their lead stories this morning. All papers report on the line taken by the defence team yesterday that the case was unproven because it was built around the evidence of state witness Jonathan Dowdall, who is described in court as a liar and a perjurer. A rally to remember Natalie McNally and all women who have lost their lives to gender-based violence is to be held in Belfast Lurgan Park on Saturday, as according to the lead story in today's Irish News. The rally will be addressed by members of the McNally family, who are quoted saying that they're frustrated that no one has yet been charged for the murder of Natalie, who was stabbed to death in her home in December. The publication of a report into a dispute within the veterinary department of the Northern Ireland Civil Service, which resulted in a court case and a compensation award of £1.25 million to a former employee, generates the lead story in today's Belfast Telegraph. As for this morning, the Times gives coverage to the US and Germany's groundbreaking decision to send battle tanks to Ukraine. The Independent devotes its lead editorial to this story this morning under the headline, Western Weapons May Turn the Tide of War in Ukraine. Back in the front of the Mail, meanwhile, there's a picture of Volodymyr Zelensky with his wife, Olena, enjoying a lighter moment yesterday on the day of his 45th birthday. And finally, there's a picture of a dress on the back of today's Examiner that I think it's safe to say is unlikely to ever make it onto the high street. It's of a model wearing a Victor and Ralph Haute Couture creation on the catwalk at Paris Fashion Week. The thing is that you can't actually see the model's face because the upside down dress is standing several feet above her head.